This book is my look at life through the lens of my personal experiences and thoughts. I hope it provides you with what I'd like to find in the many books I choose to read. New information, a few challenging questions, and a little humor. Some will strongly disagree with my ideas and observations. Others may find they resonate in their own lives. Still others might discover insights that never occurred to them during their life's journey. While seeking pleasure is what I truly believe drives us, it is not just seeking sensual pleasure and the avoidance of pain or suffering, which is the most limited definition of hedonism. I believe pleasure can be derived through the success of various human endeavors and accomplishments. Achieving pleasure, for me, is not the highest good, as a hedonist might believe. Most importantly, it is not a selfish goal to be attained at the cost or harm of any other person. Everyone has an interesting life story to tell. That's what makes it so exciting for me to meet and spend time with as many people as I can. It enriches my life. Every group meeting, get-together, socializing event with new people, taking courses with strangers, all create opportunities to meet someone who will be a friend for the rest of my life. Each chapter can stand alone, though reading it in the sequence the chapters are presented captures earlier events, sometimes adding meaning, because that's how it was written. This is a collection of several essays on various subjects, sharing observations, thoughts, and questions I've had during my life. Eternity is personal. To me, it's my entire life and nothing that follows. While I have memories of many childhood experiences, my life as me, I feel, began once I left home for my freshman year at college. It will end upon my death. Others may define their lives differently, but for me, all that matters happens during this time. Learning about lives that came before me is interesting. Many provide vicarious lessons and inspiration, but these are not a part of my real existence. I believe we each have an expiration date built into our genetics. If not shortened by an accident or illness, our eternal lives will come to their predestined ends. We may each only have a set number of heartbeats, breaths, laughs, and orgasms remaining. No matter how much joy, laughter, and pleasure we have had in our lives, will it be enough? Particularly if there could have been more. To me, it's simple to know what death will be like, and when I describe it later in the book, I'm sure you'd agree. I love to take in all the colors, sights, sounds, and textures of life around me. I want to provide positivity whenever possible toward my family, those people I care about, and those I meet along the way. I've made good decisions and others that were not so good, but I think being human requires us to be far less than perfect. In these pages, I share both. If a biological test can identify your expiration date, would you want to know? I would. Not to do something crazy without consequences, but to soak up as much life as I can before the end. Maybe to do things that might otherwise be embarrassing or somewhat risky. While taking such risks, I'd reach out for additional pleasure and enjoyment, but certainly not at anyone else's cost. While I don't know this final date, I'm still driven to push my inhibitions aside as best as I can with strangers, and even more so with people I know and can trust. Along the way, I think laughing is one of the greatest gifts of life, after the pleasure of mutually consensual sex. Watch funny TV shows and films, read funny things, and laugh with friends as much as you can. At the end of each chapter, the best I can offer you of these two gifts of life within these pages is the gift of laughter, or at least a smile, with jokes or anecdotes that have made me laugh. A priest and a pastor are standing by the side of a road holding up a sign that reads, "The end is near. Turn around now before it's too late." A passing driver yells, "You guys are nuts!" He speeds past them. From around the curb, they hear screeching tires, then a big splash. The priest turns to the pastor and says, "Do you think we should just put up a sign that says, 'Bridge out,' instead?"